More than a billion young people are at risk of losing their hearing because of listening to too much music. That alarming news is contained in a new World Health Organization report. It found that among people aged 12 to 35, nearly half are exposed to unsafe levels of sound from audio devices and live entertainment. The report recommends music lovers should turn the volume down or limit their listening to 15 minutes a day. Michael Edwards has this report. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. If you like music, no matter what your tastes are, hard or something a little softer,
you're beautiful, it's true.
It's a pleasure you share with billions of people across the globe. But while it might make you happy, it might not be so good for your hearing. A new study by the World Health Organization has found 1.1 billion people across the globe aged 12 to 35 are at risk of hearing damage because of loud music, be it at live venues or on personal devices.
We have cells inside the ear which are responsible for hearing, and when we are exposed to loud sounds, it damages them.
Dr. Shelley Charter is an expert in hearing loss prevention for the WHO in Geneva, and she led the study. It analysed data from high and middle income countries. Dr. Charter says it found any more than 15 minutes of daily exposure to music louder than 85 decibels can cause serious problems in a relatively short period of time.
If one is exposed to sounds which are 85 decibels, it would sound like if you're sitting inside your car in heavy traffic, and that level of sound one can actually listen to safely for up to 8 hours. But if we were to go on increasing the sound, and if you're listening, let's say, to your music at 100 decibels, 100 decibels would sound something like what a lawnmower would probably sound like, and if you're exposed to that intensity of sound, you can listen to it only for about 15 minutes or less than 15 minutes. And if you listen for longer than this on a daily basis, well, it's bound to damage your hearing cells.
Many famous rock stars suffer from serious hearing loss. Pete Townsend from The Who and Neil Young among them. And now modern technology is making it easier for music fans to blow out their eardrums also. Wendy Pierce is one of Australia's leading audiologists.
In the past, you had to turn your stereo up so the whole family was affected, and families would be upset and say, turn the stereo down. Whereas now people can do it on an individual basis, and the fact that you can deliver a lot of sound very efficiently to the ear means it's much easier for damage to happen. And of course, we know that young people will get totally involved in what they're doing and forget to switch off and not move on. Other people can't hear that it's happening, so they don't regulate for them as they would have with a stereo or something similar in the past.
So what would your advice be to young music lovers?
Turn it down. You don't need it to be drowning every other sound out, and have a rest from time to time. You need to stop, pay attention to what's happening in the world, turn the music down. Make sure you're doing it for much less time and less loud.
That's audiologist Wendy Pierce ending that report from Michael Edwards.